Who put the makeup on and the black triangle on your eye?
Who are you out of the four?
Oh, I don't really
know. Did you have the star?
Yeah, I had the star.
Oh, okay. You were Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley.
Yeah. I was the drummer, Peter Criss. I was the cat.
The cat man.
Yeah, the cat man.
I think Glenn used to be the one with the big tongue. What was his name?
Oh, Gene Sinems. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mate, how's things been going across central Queensland?
Yeah, look, the cold weather's definitely good for us as in the policing world. It seems to slow everyone down a little bit, but again, those sneaky little breaking enters, little bits and pieces that are annoying to people, but the whole town, actually, the whole community, right down to the Boyne, down to the Boyne Valley, all been really good. Traffic wise, we're up again. A few more drink drivers. People seem to think that because it's a bit cold and the police won't be out, they have a crack at trying to drive home, but we'll get you eventually.
Yeah, definitely. My Police Gladstone's a good little site to go to
absolutely.
As well.
It's got heaps of information on there. We've been trying to ramp up the figures of people and CCTV stuff, but at the moment, as I said, the stats are really good, so we'll throw them on whenever we need some public information. Yeah. We'll get out there and throw them in there and give us a hand.
Are more people getting CCTV cameras?
Yeah, look, you talk to blokes like Brent from Better Electrical and the guys down at
Leading Edge
Technology, and even Harvey Norman, and saying the amount of cameras that are flying out the door, amazing. And look, you go to places now, and that's the first thing we go to. Mm. We look for CCTV, not just where the accident happened, but down the road, on the way in and out, we get cars and pictures of people walking around. So
yeah,
they're all valuable tools to us. And anywhere from a couple of $100 right up to the most expensive systems, up $10,000-$20,000 for constant recording. But anything's better than absolutely nothing. So if you do get the opportunity, even just a doorbell one, and they may pick up something that you never know, may be of interest to us.
Not just for the property that they're looking out for, but I mean, they've been fairly instrumental in cracking some cases,
big matters
like you said, cars going past, number plates, people walking down the street.
You see matters not necessarily in Queensland or Australia wide where they're on the lookout for a certain type of car. Some of those cars are 20 kilometres away from where the actual incident happened, but they can follow them through where they go to, who they're looking for, and it's all worthwhile at the end of the day, because that's just up to us to piece the jigsaw together.
Yep.
We just need the puzzles off the community to help us work it all out. And luckily for us, we haven't had a major incident here that requires that type of investigation. But again, if you've got them and they're there, it's all a helpful tool for us.
All right. No worries. Butch, anything else coming up, mate, over the next few weeks?
No, going to Brizzy on the weekend and for a bit of touch.
Oh, yeah, young fella.
Bit of touch action.
Young fella, so the CQ.
Cap touch boys are going down to Brisbane to play in the Queensland Championships down there. So good luck to all those kids travelling in. If you are travelling in around the area, make sure you abide by the road rules, because the police will be out and about, especially on the weekend. We had fatality-free Friday last Friday, which was good in the central region. We did have a few fatalities, which is getting worse and worse and worse. Mm. The stats for this financial year aren't looking real flush. But
again, it was only an accident, Mount Larkham, yesterday.
Yes, and people are getting injured. And it's just those inconsistencies in people driving behaviour where they get impatient. They're not following the Fatal Five. They're using their mobile phones, distracted while they're driving is massive. The drink driving and all that's still around, but the distraction one is the massive one. You know, getting on your phone, looking for something in your handbag or your bag while you're driving on the highway, doing 100 kilometres an hour, drifting into the road of oncoming traffic, changing the iPod or your phone for music, and just bits and pieces like that.
Just pull over and do it.
It could be a killer. So.
Yeah. Pull over and do it. Jump into My Police Gladstone with the daily emails and sign up for the email notifications as well. Or they can always call Crime Stoppers, mate.
Absolutely. Get on to Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. Any bit of information is valuable to us. We've sold a few good ones lately with some intel from some of the community, especially drug stuff down at Agnes Water in around Rosedale. We got some good results from a operation we done there last week.
All right.
So all that information counts. It may not mean too much to you or pertinent to you, but if you think, it's a bit sus or something's going on that I'm not 100% think they're doing the right thing, ring Crime Stoppers, give them some information. We'll determine whether You know, there might be five or six other things exactly the same as what mm-hmm. you're seeing and thinking. So we can add them all together, get enough for a warrant, and go and knock on their door.
All right. Thanks, Butch.
No worries,
we'll
thanks,
catch
everybody.
Up again next week.
Have
eh?
A great, safe week, everyone.
Catching up with your brother just after 8:30. He's in town. Guess what? He's in town, everyone.
Is he really?
4CC. Right on 8:15.